mamas, and welcome. Thank you for tuning in to my very own Mom Bod podcast. I am still so very excited to be here with you guys. My name is Quintanya, aka Q, and I am bringing you the real and raw side of motherhood with this new podcast. Designed for moms who are struggling physically, emotionally, and mentally with adjusting to motherhood, all while balancing marriage, job, and of course, self-care. How do moms do it? Quite frankly, we don't know. But that is why I am here in this moment to guide you through it together. It's not easy, far from, and probably the hardest job there is. I am here in hopes to give you a village for moms by a mom because simply I understand. So come join my Mom Bod Village to get the inside scoop of my mom life, my journey before, during, and after pregnancies, my working mom experiences, how on earth I keep my health and fitness in check, my marriage, and so much more. Things about to get real deep, but oh so necessary. Here we are already in episode 5. Can y'all believe it? That's crazy, but it's amazing. Already to number 5 weekly episodes. And if you've been listening to them or follow me on social media, then you have been getting bits and pieces of where I'm at, what I'm doing, what kind of person I am, just so many different aspects of my life. And with this one, episode number 5, A Day in the Life, I'm really sharing where I'm at now, what my agenda looks like, exactly what it says, a day in the life of me, of Q. Typically, people are looking at me rip and run, and they're just so confused as to how I keep up with everything and how's everything balanced and how am I even still together. And I seem to be the only one that can keep up, but that's okay because that's what I have this episode 5 for, is to bring you guys into the loop, hopefully share some tips of being organized and somewhat together and somewhat keeping up with a busy lifestyle. With all my different jobs and being a military spouse, me being in grad school right now, and me also just trying to empower and inspire different moms. And so stay tuned because it's about to get good. So let's start off with probably the biggest portion of my life, and that's being a full-time working mom. So being full-time basically means I work 40 hours per week, and I currently work as a health educator at the Army Wellness Center. And that is where, again, I spend 40 hours a week of my time. And I really, I'm responsible for giving health and wellness education to active duty soldiers and their families and retirees and DoD civilians. And I absolutely love it. I could not believe that I actually landed my dream job, but it is exactly where I want it to be once we moved to this next duty station. And right now that's, yeah, I like it. Part-time, however, yes, part-time, however, I am a studio wellness coach for Weight Watchers. And I really only dedicate about 3 to 4 hours of my time a week, maybe. And that is just me, again, creating an atmosphere around health and wellness geared towards members of Weight Watchers who are really just trying to also understand their health and wellness journeys. And then, of course, I have my own business, right? Finally Fit Training, where initially I started off with focusing on fitness and personal training and workouts. And now I have shifted over more into the mommy wellness influencer role and really just trying to create this village, hence the name of my podcast, It Takes a Village, to really expand that way. And so here we are, me balancing all three of those things. And really with a full-time job as a health educator, a little bit of background as to how that career came about or my educational background is I received my bachelor's of science in health promotion, had a minor in exercise and sports science, as well as certificate in global health. Got all that done in 5 years of college. And as soon as I graduated college, I took an exam to become a certified health education specialist. And then maybe a couple years, I think it was after that, I took my National Academy of Sports Medicine certificate exam to be a personal trainer. And so that is a lot. That's a mouthful. But basically, career opportunities that also can come from having a health promotion background is you or I could be basically in a corporate work site or a health promotion gig, clinical healthcare settings. If I wanted to go like to nursing school or occupational therapy or med school, that's also a route. You can work for different university health promotion programs. Most universities have health centers on campus. I could work for community agencies, governmental agencies, or with public health like I'm doing now. Or you can just work at health departments. Like, it's pretty much endless as to the foundation as what I could potentially have gone towards with my degree and my education. But I specifically did not think I would end up in this role, because initially when I went to college, I thought I wanted to be an athletic trainer. However, being a student athlete, as some of you guys now know, I just didn't have the time. The lab work would not fit with my schedule, and they weren't willing to budge on that, of course. But I ended up just saying, hey, what's the next, you know, health and wellness plan? And College of Public Health stood out. I applied to my major. As I started taking my major classes, I absolutely fell in love. And so now, again, I am working my dream job as a health educator, specifically with soldiers and their families, and now, of course, with general population with Weight Watchers, but it's all encompassing the same thing. I absolutely love it. Like, I just wake up and I go to work, and I literally set a goal of just encouraging one person or empowering one person to take care of themselves. And yes, it can get, you know, repetitive, and I sound like a robot or feel like a robot some days saying the same thing over. Oh, work out, eat your veggies, drink water, lift weights, you know. But I would not trade it for the world. But what about being a full-time working mom that I struggle with the most is just that balance of enough time with my job versus enough time with my kids versus enough time with my husband, as well as myself. And so really picking days, I literally have to pick days to where I sacrifice one or the other. And sometimes, I won't even say sometimes, most of the time, I'm late to work because I've prioritized the kids that morning. Or maybe I'll sacrifice, you know, oh, I'm not turning around and getting the kids' book bag because I want to be on time today. Like, there's just so many different factors that I have to consider on a day-to-day basis as to what is going to get 100, 110% of me. And sometimes it works out and sometimes it never works out. So it really depends on my mood, if I've had coffee, if I had enough sleep. It depends on the kids' mood. How early did I have to wake them up? And sometimes it can get really stressful. Also, when it comes to me having a job and my husband being active duty, I'm also the preferred parent when it comes to taking care of the kids, because that's just how military works. My number is the number that daycare calls if they need anything or have any issues or if something happens. And typically I'm the one that has to figure it out unless my husband's like on leave or something of that sort. But most of the time it is me figuring things out and making sure the kids have what they need. And that's just how it works. That's what we just agree on doing. And it works out for the most part. Thankfully, though, this is when it comes into play as far as my job being super flexible. And so I do work in a clinical setting. I have set appointment times with clients. However, my supervisor is very, very flexible and very, very understanding. And typically, I'm sure I do take it for granted, but I am able to move my schedule around as necessary if needed. and I'm able to, you know, take my kids to the doctor's appointments or go see them at school or, I don't know, for whatever reason I need to, I can. And so that is very helpful when it comes to having a job and being able to balance that with family. Like I said, it doesn't always work out that way. There's been times where I have been told that I needed to be on time. And there are times to where, you know, the kids might be a little bit late getting to breakfast, but it's just a matter of acknowledging it and getting back on track. And each day is just starting over brand new. And that's just what me and my husband have come to decide. You know, if he's free, great, help out when you can. But typically I also just take on the grunt of it because he is busy from sunup to sundown. And that's just what comes with being a military spouse. And so that's where we're about to go next. Military spouse. I'm not sure if you guys are even familiar with that term, let alone all this military talk that I'm usually talking about. But what that just means, it's a generic term for someone who is married to someone affiliated with the military. And my role is to be there as a spouse for my husband while he's serving active duty. And we've been married going on 5 years, and he's been in the military for 8, going on 9 years. And so I've had the pleasure of experiencing one PCS move or a permanent change of station, meaning he gets assigned to a different place. And this is probably the toughest. I know I said motherhood was the toughest job, but this is definitely a close second when it comes to figuring out where I fit in all of this, or how can I fit in all of this. But it's really all about adapting. And it's helpful that I grew up as a military brat. My dad did serve 22 or 23 years, something like that, in the military as well. And so this was very familiar. Didn't have, you know, too many questions or concerns. I knew what, you know, my husband signed up for. I knew what I was going to sign up for. And I still enjoy it. I enjoyed it as a kid. I enjoy it now. And hopefully my kids are enjoying it, because they have also taken on a lot that comes with being a military family. And so typically, you know, you'll hear people say, oh, thank you for your service. Well, I take that as applying to the entire family, because yes, the active duty soldier is physically dealing with it, you know, face to face. However, the spouses and the children also take on a lot of the grunt of it as well, just by simply experiencing deployments or field exercises, or, you know, they're gone from sun up and coming back hopefully before dinner time. And so there is a lot of absence there. And that's something that, again, the soldier and the family members are dealing with. And so typically, being in this role for myself, this does not necessarily apply to everyone. But again, for myself, this is a very lonely role in a sense, simply because as a spouse, we have to literally pick up and move whenever the soldier gets orders somewhere. Okay. And receiving orders just means, again, they have been told that they have to go somewhere else. And so what comes with that is, again, I have to start over and find a new job and potentially find new friends. Oh yes, we also need a new house. So we have to get that in order. And as well as it's just, depending on where you're going, it's going to be a lifestyle change, right? And so we have to plan. Well, I guess we don't have to, but we chose to like plan, like when we're having kids. Of course, the first one wasn't as planned, but with my second child, it was about, okay, we know we're about to PCS. Let's just wait till we get there, get settled, become familiar with the area, and then, you know, potentially try to have a second child. And hopefully that's what we plan to do at the next duty station, because we are going to be, again, PCSing soon. And so it's going to be a matter of, again, me doing the whole job hunt and looking at new houses. We've started that process and it's already been so interesting. And so that is the biggest thing with that, is just adapting, but also appreciating this role, because it does come with a lot of benefits. We get to travel. We get healthcare benefits. That's such a huge one for me, because me being in the public health sector, I understand how effective having health insurance is and how important that is. And so I can literally talk about military life all day. But that's another role that I'm really juggling. So we've already talked about, you know, me being that full-time working mom, and now, you know, with being a military spouse. And so, yeah, it's interesting, but very fun. And again, very appreciated. Now, to add on even more, like I've already been talking about, is my jobs that I work with the Army Wellness Center, as well as Weight Watchers, and then just being a military spouse, that is a job in itself. And then last but not least, now on top of all of that, I have added in deciding on going back to school and getting my master's degree. And this was literally spur of the moment, because I remember graduating undergrad and I told myself that I would never need my master's degree. And I was over school. I like school, but I was over school and I just wanted a break. And I just wanted to believe that I could go out and work and be great for the rest of my life. Well, it wasn't until COVID happened and I received this random email. Like, I don't even remember why I received the email or why I was even checking my email, but it was from the University of Georgia. And in somewhere in that email, it was just saying how they were waiving the GRE. Mind you, I had also told myself that I wasn't paying for another, entry exam or standardized exam, whatever you want to call it. And in that moment, I was like, okay, all right, God, what you doing? Like, the GRE is no longer a thing. Like, I can just apply to school and let's just see what happens. And so it was, of course, short notice, because it was like a deadline, because of course no one knew how long COVID was going to last, as we still are dealing with it. I sent out emails right away saying, hey, blah, 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 letter of recommendation, thank you in advance, those types of things. And before you know it, I was getting my acceptance letter. And of course, I was not even, you know, really thinking about it then, as far as, wait, I work, I'm a mom, I do this, I do that, how am I going to do all of this? But it was an opportunity that I jumped on, and I tend to be a very spontaneous person sometimes, and I just kind of go for it. But my degree, the degree that I'm working on, is a Master's of Science in Community Nutrition. And ultimately, the goal with it, so there is a benefit behind it. There was meaning behind it. And it worked out, because I was very set on being a double dog at the University of Georgia. That's what we call students who have gotten their undergrad as well as their master's degree from UGA. And I was so set on it. But of course, me being where I'm at in Colorado, like, it wasn't, of course, feasible. Like, no way was I going to be able to go to school in person. And so for whatever reason, the one online program that they had that fits my career was available. And I had saw it a few years ago, but again, like I said, I wasn't considering going to grad school. Like, it just wasn't a thought in my mind. And it was still available. So I was just like, wow, time and opportunity. Well, maybe not so much time, but definitely opportunity that I really wanted to jump on in order to really expand my knowledge of nutrition and be able to utilize, you know, nutrition research in fields like mine as a health educator, being able to guide people credibly with nutrition, or if I wanted to dive a little bit deeper into school nutrition or community outreach in the food industry, like literally nutrition can be applied in so many different sectors. And so again, I really jumped on it for that space and opportunity to obtain my master's degree, as well as being so thankful. Again, being a military spouse, it came in handy because my husband, who, I mean, this guy, so thankful, because with the military comes educational benefits. And in order for me to afford grad school, he was willing, y'all, to donate, or not donate, but roll over those benefits so that I'm able to go to grad school. And so here we are today. My husband is supporting all of this. We make it work in between schedules, and yeah, so gonna talk a little bit more about that as well. And so for grad school, it is a full semester from August to December. Yeah, December, just like I would be attending in person. And I try to make it work. I would like to think I am doing a phenomenal job, just because, again, doing homework assignments in between being at work and in between what my daughter is in gymnastics and soccer and swimming and in between my part-time job. So it's a lot, but just balancing out my workload and making sure that I'm staying on top of things, writing things down, because if I don't write it down, I will not remember. That's just how my mind works. And so with that, again, like I said, my husband was so very generous in transferring over those educational benefits, and he has been super supportive in all of this. I mean, he really like takes on the kids a lot of the time, as far as the weekends go, when I am, you know, staying up late and doing homework, or I need to be at Weight Watchers on Saturday mornings or anything, right? And so just having his support in the same way I provide mine to him, it's just common knowledge between the both of us that we really want to see each other excel. And that's what really, really pushes us forward, because we have now, hasn't always been, but it has gotten to a point to where we are able to communicate our needs, and we are better listeners, and we are way more understanding now. And when we each share what our goals are, or what our dreams are, or what it is that we want, it's like we are each other's number one cheerleaders. And so I cannot not thank him enough for that, because again, I didn't have to do this. I didn't have to add this to my plate, but he saw that opportunity as well for me to be better in my career, be better as a person, adding to my resume and learning more and extending myself to be as much as I can and do as much as I can. And so again, that's something that we've worked towards. Hasn't always been that way, but that's where we're at now, and that's what we are going to be grateful for, and that's what we are thankful for, because without that, right, grad school is expensive, and without his support, it wouldn't be doable, because again, just me working and having kids and trying to take care of myself, that would be hard. And I commend all moms who do that, who are single moms, and they are finding a way, because I it's hard. I struggle some days, and still having another support system in the house is really appreciated. And so yes, if you guys are thinking about grad school or just going to school in general, I say go for it. It's possible, it's doable. It's going to be hard in the beginning, but at the end, it's all going to be worth it. And you find people in your corner that are going to be rooting for you, and you keep it moving. I want to let you guys also know that don't sell yourself short. If you think you're capable of doing it, you are capable of doing. You are exactly what you think you are. And I am here to encourage that because, again, also as a military spouse, as a female, we just get the short end of the stick a lot of the times. And so when you see an opportunity to grow yourself, do it. And that's as simple as that. When you have opportunity, when you have time, when you have the money, it's not always going to be the right time. And sometimes you really just have to jump on it. And if not now, you know, then when? And last but not least, here we are with the final piece to my puzzle as far as what else is Q trying to manage, and that is my own business. So I do own my own business. It's called Finally Fit Training, and I think I've said it already before, but initially I started off as wanting to focus on fitness for individuals and just, you know, the general personal training thing. However, it wasn't until after I became a mother that I discovered that mom support is a huge need in the community. And where this passion came from, I have no idea. But again, as I grew through my first pregnancy and experienced childbirth for the first time, and I came across different resources for moms, and of course, being a Black female who decided to breastfeed, sometimes all of the resources and the support that I needed just wasn't there. And so I decided to switch or shift my perspective as to what I wanted my business to look like. And I really had to dial in on myself and really figure it out as far as what my goals were and what were my intentions. So I was doing different research and on apps and networking with people and basically just shifting my followers. What did my followers look like? Who were the people that I was following? And so there were times where I would feel like super guilty as far as like, oh, I need to unfollow this person just because they weren't feeding into what my niche was or feeding into what my dream was and what I wanted to portray. And so even till this day, I'm like, okay, you know, I'll get over it because I'm really trying to focus on not only growing myself, but really pouring into other moms and giving them that empowerment to grow themselves. And so it is a very unique niche, I would say, because it looks so different for each and every mom. And so now, if you have, again, been following me on social media or been listening to these episodes, then I on Instagram, I'm always sharing different mom things. And I know my friends who aren't moms, they're just like, okay, this is like overkill. We get it. You're a mom. But that's the point. I want to be able to reach as many people as I can in a day for when I do have time for social media. There are days to where I just turn off my phone, or not turn it off, but because I have kids, but I like set this timer on different apps on my phone. And if the time is up, I just won't go to the app. But I have made that conscious decision to really dive into motherhood and build what I like to call a village. So mom bod, not too sure how popular of a term that has been in the past, but typically that's what women call it, you know, after having kids. Like, this is what our bodies look like now because they look so different and they feel so different. Mindset is typically different. And so everything shifts from being an individual person to now I am an individual person, but now I have little people tracking behind me. And so that's why I felt it was so necessary to build support for that, because a lot of moms just feel so alone. And being a mom and a military spouse, you see it that a lot of military spouses, it's them or, you know, us with our kids, and we just, you know, we're dealing with it and we're handling it. And so we become way more powerful when we team up and we deal with this together. And I think that is just so important. And so Again, if you know a mom who is struggling, or maybe she isn't struggling, maybe she does have it all together, who knows? But share this podcast with her. Give her that support and give her that heads up saying, hey, you're not alone in any of this. Your feelings are completely valid. I understand what you're going through, or maybe you don't understand what she's going through, but hand it over anyway, because you just never know. The more, the merrier. And sometimes all it takes is for another person or another woman or another mom to say, hey, I see you. I get it. And I'm here with you to deal with it. All right. So we are coming up on the end of episode 5. But before I just end it, of course, I won't leave you guys like that. But I will share some things that I utilize in order to balance everything that I just talked about, because it's, I think I mentioned in the beginning, like when people look at me manage my day-to-day activities and they see what I have written down in my planner, which I'll talk about, they're just like, what in the world? And to me, it's like, well, good thing it's not meant for you to get, because that would be really bad. But I understand everything that needs to be done. I understand everywhere I'm supposed to be. But like I also mentioned, sometimes things get sacrificed and sometimes things get missed. And a huge takeaway is that I consistently show myself that grace, because again, I am human and everything does not 100% work out or work out 100% of the time, right? And I have to be understanding of that. And again, I have mentioned as well that I am a perfectionist. Like it's very hard. That is something that it's probably the top three of my struggles, but I constantly have to work on forgiving myself and showing myself that grace when I feel like I fall short of something. And that's the biggest part. But some things that I do try so that I don't intentionally mess up is I have what I call, or what, not what I call, but it is called a passion planner. And I have been using this planner for maybe the past 4 going on 5 years, I think. And it is amazing. I am able to, it comes in different formats, but I like the sometimes dated, sometimes undated weeklies, just kind of depending on how busy my schedule is. So right now I am in a very busy schedule, so I'm using the dated weekly, academic weekly, and it gives me month layouts, weekly layouts. There's space for notes. There's space for goal setting. It gives you weekly tips. Like I absolutely love this thing. And I'm also a journaler, and I love the stickers, and I love taking time to do that as well. And so that was the perfect planner for me. And so if you guys are interested in learning more about the passion planner, I am able to give 10% off. So reach out if that is something that you're interested in trying, or there is a link in my Instagram for 10% off of a passion planner. And so if that's something that you think you would want to try, or simply look at their website, www.passionplanner.com also has free PDFs. So I would go that route just to see what it looks like and see if that's something that you're interested in. But I use my passion planner like every single day. Again, if I don't write it down, I don't remember. For my classes, everything's color coded. I ordered another undated planner so that I'm able to better coordinate with my business and different assignments and an extra task. And so I love it. Again, stickers and highlighters and writing things down and due dates and appointments, everything goes in there, and it comes in different sizes. And so that is my life. That's how I stay organized. If I have a due date or something is due, bills, budgeting, everything, like I use that to a T. And then some other takeaways is, you know, communicating with my husband, communicating with my kids, being adaptable and flexible. like that's huge, right? Being a working mom and things happen with the kids, or being a military spouse and my husband has to be somewhere. And so understanding what I am capable of doing and doing what I have control over, that's the biggest thing. That's all I can literally do. And that's what I'm willing to accept. And so you have to know what you're willing to accept and what you're not willing to accept, and definitely move forward from there. So there you have it. That is what all I am dealing with and managing and doing a phenomenal job with. I'm going to go ahead and pat myself on the back for that, because at one point I didn't think that I was capable of doing a lot of these things, let alone doing it all at the same time. And now, you know, it's possible. And yes, some days I'm tired and some days I'm a little cranky and some days I'm hungry and some days it all works out. Some days I'm on cloud nine and I'm super, you know, on it. But what matters the most in all of this is that I am completely, and I mean 110% completely happy with how and what all that I'm doing. I would not be doing any of this if it wasn't something that I enjoyed or really wanted to see myself accomplish. And so I think that is something for you all to think about as well. Don't do stuff just to do it, and don't dream stuff just to dream it. I really want you guys to be working on and creating some goals and figuring out if this is where you want to be, and if it's not, do something about it. And that's where we can move forward from there. You know, it's so nice again talking to you guys, and I'm so thankful that you guys are consistently tuning in. I love the feedback. I am very grateful for this passion of mine to even want to share with you. And I'm looking forward to keeping this up for as long as I can. And no one knows what that looks like as of right now, but I can only imagine that it is going to be a long time, because I am enjoying doing this more than I thought I would. And so again, I wouldn't be doing any of this that I talked about, from working full time, part time, and you know, being a military family and being in grad school and being a mom, and it all just works. It all just, you know, makes me so happy, and I can literally again talk on and on about it, hence why I have weekly episodes, right? Because there's just so much to talk about, and there's so many avenues to go down. And so with this first season, again, this is more so just about my background and you guys getting to know me for who I am and what I bring to the table. And so stay tuned for future episodes and other seasons, because we are really going to start talking about motherhood in a sense of managing marriage and fitness and nutrition, right? Because I'm learning so much about nutrition. But that is the purpose of all of this, because somewhere, somebody out there needs to feel loved and appreciated and heard. And so that's what this podcast is for. This is Mom Bod, right? We're building this village. And so I want to leave you guys with this. And it's my favorite all-time quote. Super simple. I've been using it for so long, as far as how I motivate myself and encourage myself. But it's a quote by Coco Chanel, and it simply says, "In order to be irreplaceable, one must be different." And each of you guys are irreplaceable. You just have to go out and do something very different and shock yourself, right? Surprise yourself, do something amazing. And with that being said, I'm Q. Thank you for tuning in. Episode 5, A Day in the Life. Stay tuned next week for episode 6. Peace.